Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Act Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Wednesday, September the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter, November beans down a half a cent, and December wheat down about a penny and a quarter. Currently, we've got crude oil up 50 cents a barrel. The dollar's just up a couple of ticks. Metals are steady to a little bit better out here. The Dow Jones has rallied. We're up about 66 points here. Some of the concerns about the hurricane seem to be waning, though. You know, this looks like a historic, monstrous storm. It's just a matter of which track it's going to go up. Yesterday, it looked for sure to go up the whole state of Florida. Now it looks like maybe it might be a little bit west of there, going to the Gulf. Nobody's really quite sure. So they're taking a little bit of risk on the table today. But with crude oil up, I still think we've got, you know, plenty of issues out here, let alone the North Korean issue, which still is plaguing the market. We did sell 253,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico this morning, so the export market continues there. The crop ratings, we saw a 1% decrease in the corn. A little bit surprised in that, and unchanged in the beans. I thought it would be just the other way around, unchanged in the corn and maybe a down one in the beans. But, you know, the best I can tell is we are still under the USDA numbers out here. So I think that next Tuesday's report could be a little bit friendly out here, at least in the corn market. And I think ultimately the beans. I think this hurricane is going to do some more damage and more flooding. So I think there's certainly some problems out here that we need to contend with. Today we could see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday kind of deal here. But I think the pros are still going to be looking to try to buy the breaks. We left a gap in the beans yesterday, a quarter of a cent gap. Doesn't look like it would be likely that we would fill it here today. If we don't fill it within 3 days, it's generally a bullish sign that we can move it higher. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. But I think these markets can move higher. I'd like to see meal continue to take a leadership role. And we'll see where we can go. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.